In the opening verses of Romans chapter 1, Paul says that he's been set apart for the gospel of God. So as we've said before in previous episodes, this is not a gospel of preference. It's not a gospel of cultural approval. This is God's gospel. And this is critical because if it's God's message, then we don't get to edit it. We don't apologize for it. We don't try to make it more palatable. We proclaim it as it is. The gospel isn't a human invention. It's not some type of philosophy that's been stitched together by desperate thinkers. It's God's divine announcement to a dying world. And it starts with bad news, that we're sinners, we're guilty, we are lost. But the good news? God has made a way. He has found us through His Son, by His blood, by grace. So it's not our message to tweak. It's our message to tell. So would you join me today in praying this way? Lord, help me proclaim your gospel clearly and boldly, without apology and without edits. Here's two people you can also pray for today. Pray for Brandon and Brittany Lingle and their family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Yaturu LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania. And consider this. The gospel is God's message. Let's get out of the way and let it speak.